How about social and sport activities, Denise? Obviously, there were some there. Did you partake in any of them?
Yeah, I did. I played into department skittles, I think. I think I remember doing that for a while. Didn't they used to have things like car treasurance from down at the sports ground, the football pitch?
I think so.
Down there, I think I remember going down there. What else?
Did you get involved in any of the social activities like Christmas party committees or anything like that?
Yeah, I think I did. I don't know how many years I did it. But yeah, there's a photograph of me, isn't there, of 1 year, 1970-ish.
Can you remember, that's an interesting photograph, can you remember, after all these years, any of the people that are on the picture?
Well, that's me, that's Margaret Waters. I can't remember that lady's name, but I know she worked at down in accounts, I think. That's Mady Stevens, there's O'Brien in there. I don't remember them. I can't remember them because I forget things these days. Not that I've got any.
So do we all.
But the other thing I thought of as I was thinking about that. My brain then. I have to come back to that. There's something else I thought about.
Okay.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I can remember workers' playtime coming to Fieldings. I can't remember what year it was, but I know somebody who has got a photograph of that.
We'll try and trace that. Can you remember any of the people who performed in it?
No. Well, the usual people that went round with workers' playtime, I expect, in those days.
Do you make many friends, were you, at Fieldings? And if so, are you still in contact with any of them?
Yeah, I still see Joy. I still see Mady. Occasionally Shirley. And I stayed in touch with Morgan Walton until he died. Sent him Christmas cards every year. I see Margaret Perriam regularly. Less regularly now, but when my husband was running the ladies' choir, she was in it, so I used to see her. And Garfield James, I've kept in touch with him as well.
So I think you mentioned earlier that having worked in general sales department, then you went to work for the sales manager, Garfield James.
Yeah. Well, he became sales director, wasn't that his title in the end? Because I think Ivan became sales manager, that's right, and then Garfield became sales director. That's who I worked for at the end. And he was a bit of a taskmaster, was our Garfield.
That was going to be my next question. What was he like to work for?
Very exacting. I suppose he was fair, but he wanted to get it. He wanted to get the job done, and he expected all of us to do the job and get it done. And it was a lot of work because it was a lot of shorthand, a lot of typing, not so much engineering specifications by then. But it was the beginning of where you had to be aware of who you were talking to on the telephone, because you didn't know who ever, any time you picked the phone up, who it was going to be. The biggest fear I think we had up on the top floor there was if Jim Fielding's secretary was away, you had to go along and do it. That was awful.
You had to work for Jim Fielding, did you?
A couple of times. That was scary, that was. Or David Rowles.
All right. Well, they were all directors, weren't they? And well, Jim was managing director, of course, wasn't he? But great! So you had a fair bit of experience there, then.
Can I just say one experience I had with Garfield? It was in the years of when we had electrical turn-offs, or the electrics were turned off. You know, in the day, because it wasn't faults; they were deliberately turned off, or the electric. And I can remember we had a big quotation that had to go out, which I think was probably only worth about 250, well, it was then a lot of money, like £250,000. I mean, it's in millions now, isn't it, orders. And to get it out, I had to type it, and he and Ivan had to hold torches behind my back so I could do it.
You've talked about, obviously, a personal incident that affected you. What about, like, the complete Fielding and Platt? Would any particular incidents come up there, any have sort of affected the whole factory, anything you can remember at all?
There was a change, wasn't there, when Fieldings were taken over by Heenan and Froude. Was it Heenan and Froude? And I think, and they changed it from being Fielding and Platt to Fieldings on its own. Then it went to Heenan and Froude. Then it became Redmond Engineering. And through that time, I think some of the ethos of what Fieldings was about changed, because I think it was being dictated from a different place, and the family feel started to go. And that's about the time when I left. Wasn't necessarily because that was happening, but I'd been there for 13 years and I decided that I needed to go on and move on somewhere else.
What about your fondest memories, Denise? Anything particularly that stands out?
Well, I think it's some of the friends you made, because they were lasting. You still see people in town now who are ex-Fieldings, and it's nice to know that they still remember you. And you have a smile and a laugh about some of the times you were there. I enjoyed being there for a long time, and then it got that, you know, obviously I'd grown up from being there at 16 and they're staying there for 13 years. And towards the end of that period, I was nursing my sick grandmother as well, and I think that actually didn't help some of the circumstances because of the way I had to manage everything became difficult.
How about sad moments? Were there any of those?
I don't actually remember any sad moments, really. I don't think so. I think that, you know, by and large, it all just sort of passed me by, and there wasn't too much sadness going on there, really.
No. Okay. How do you rate Fieldings as a company to work for? Because obviously you worked in other places as well. How did Fieldings rate?
Well, you have to remember that I started there when I was 16, so I didn't know much about working. I do know that in those days, when you first started working, you were merely a typist or a shorthand typist. And you couldn't call yourself a secretary until you got to be a director's secretary. And that was a learning curve. But I think some of the ways that we were expected to work had a knock-on effect from where I went to from then on. Because they did demand quite a lot out of you, because you knew what you were working for. You knew the sort of company you were working for. And some of the places I've been in between then and retiring didn't have that sort of ethos. It was much more, I think, about more what the person wanted for themselves rather than they wanted for the company. And I think, you know, all the people who generally worked for Fieldings worked because it was Fieldings and not because what they could gain. And I think that's probably one of the lasting impressions I have, as opposed to some of the jobs I've been in more recent. They've been a little bit more for themselves and not for the whole thing.
Okay. And I think you've probably answered this question, but how about the staff around you? How did you rate them as folk to work with?
There's only one person, I won't name him, who used to get up my nose and everybody else's nose in the department, because he didn't have a big position, but he thought he did. And I think he just drove most of us up the creek because of his attitude. His attitude was completely alien to the rest of them.
But other than that, no problems?
No, I don't think so, no. No.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that you've been there 13 years and you decided, look, things were changing a bit. The atmosphere wasn't quite the same, so you decided you'd leave. Where did you go next, Denise?
I went to work for Debenhams for all of 3 months because they wanted me just to sit there and type figures, lines and columns and columns and columns of figures, and yet they on the face of it, they let you believe that you were going to be a sort of a top-notch secretary to somebody, but somebody out of school could have done the job, so I thought, I'm not doing that. And then I went to work completely, utterly, completely different. I went to work for the probation service for people who were out of work, couldn't work, wouldn't work, ex-prisoners, ex-psychiatric patients, single mums, and the Lord knows who else, people who needed somewhere to go and to get themselves back on their feet. And I thoroughly enjoyed working there, and I was there for 7 years before I left to have Simon.
Okay, what an experience. Okay, I think my last question then, was there anything else you'd like to mention about your experience at Fieldings before we finish the interview?
I think I was sorry, even though I had left, I was sorry to see the firm in the end close. And I get a little bit of a, I did, not so much now because I got used to it, but first when the keys were going up and the old engineering, what they call them? Shops, wasn't it? The engineering shops started coming down and a car park started going up, and I can see a splodge on the car park and I'm thinking, that's where my office used to be. Now, it's very obvious because Fieldings has been obliterated from the face of Gloucester, and I think that's sad. And there's not many engineering firms left in Gloucester. And a couple of other places I've worked, like, for instance, the Barbican Centre, where I went to, that's gone as well. But it didn't have the same effect on me as seeing Fieldings turned into a car park. It just seems so sad.
Well, we can't bring the factory back, but what we can do is interview people like yourselves so that we can at least collect memories together of the company as it was. Well, Denise, thank you very, very much for letting us interview you and taxing your memory, and thank you very, very much.